When you used to go to the store, I guess you bought flour at the store, did you?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of sack did it come in, a bag, whatever?
Well, when I was a kid of a boy, a lot of families bought it by the barrel.
By the barrel?
By the barrel. With a big old barrel of flour about that high. I don't know how much it holds, about 50 or 100 pounds. Oh, my goodness, you know, maybe 300 or 400 pounds. I don't know how much barrel of flour it holds because we nearly always bought those 48 pound sacks of flour. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good size sack, 48 pounds. But that's what we use for regular household. Even my wife and I bought lots of those 48 pound sacks of flour. And our meal, when we first married, we'd shell our corn and go to mill. We don't have our meal ground.
How much would you take?
Meal?
Yes.
Oh, you'd take about a bushel or two.
How much would you say that was? You were taking a what?
Oh, about 60, a bushel of shell corn, 56 pounds, I believe.
Is that the same as a turn?
Hmm?
Is that the same as a turn?
Turn? No. No.
What's a turn?
I don't know about a turn.
I didn't know if you'd say you were taking corn to the mill, you'd take a turn or what? You know, I didn't know if that was what you'd say you were taking or not.
No, just take a sack of corn, and then make meal out of it.
Did you carry that like this in your arms?
To the mill? No, we used it so far. We'd carry it on horseback, unless we had a car or a truck or something like that, and go in a wagon. But most of the time, they'd carry it a horseback. And when I was just a young fella, they'd nearly always go horseback with it. They'd have a sack, a pretty good size, pretty long sack. And they'd put about a bushel or two bushels of corn in that sack. And they would tie the sack good, and they divide the corn. Put half of it in one end of the sack and half in the other, and you put it right up on your horse's back, you know, on the back of your saddle, and you crawl up in the saddle, and it wasn't no trouble at all, you know. You just had the weight would be divided on the horse, and then they'd grind the corn and put the meal right back in the sack. And the man that grind the corn, you didn't have to pay him to grind it. He'd take toll out of the corn. He'd take a certain amount of your corn.
And that was his.
Yeah, and that was his. He told your corn. They call it tolling it. And then he could make meal out of it or feed it to his chickens or hogs or horses or anything you wanted to. But anyway, that you didn't have to carry cash with you to the mill.
That's convenient.
And I heard a pretty good joke one time talking about that dividing that corn in a sack. We had a neighbor in here one time they said that his horse was kind of poor, and he had a big sack of corn. And he divided it and put it up on his saddle and got up on the saddle, and the old horse was kind of thin and looked like he's kind of overloaded. And he felt kind of sorry for the old horse and said he'd come to a steep hill, and he felt so sorry for the horse until he reached back and got his corn and put it up on his shoulder, but he still sat on the horse. But he put it up on his shoulder to save the old horse. Now, he was using judgment, wasn't he? And the horse was having a time putting up the hill with that corn in him, too, and he just relieved the horse and put it on his shoulder.
Wasn't that nice?
That's what they told on him.
Well, did you ever, if you took a wagon or something to the mill, and you didn't have a full load, how much would you say you were carrying?
Oh, just carrying what you had. You know what I mean. You wouldn't call it anything. Just call your corn. Just a sack of corn.
You ever heard of like a jag or something like that?
Oh, I remember you say, oh, I didn't have just a little jag. God, didn't you have a big jag or a little jag too? But yeah, I've heard of that jag a lot of times. You can just carry it, you can just pack it on your back. You ain't just a little jag of it. Yeah, I've heard that word jag, but I don't know where that come from. I never did use jag much. I've used everything. I've used all kinds of sand.
Well, if you had wood, you know, you were telling me about having the fireplaces. How much wood would you bring into the house at a time?